person in the whole world, thought Victor. That's what she said. He shook his head. No, he said aloud. She just likes the posters. It's just ordinary vanity. It didn't sound believable, even to him. The room fairly hummed with what? He hadn't felt anything like it before. Power of some sort, certainly. Something that was brushing tantalizingly against his senses. Not exactly magic, at least not the kind he was used to, but something that seemed similar while not being the same. Like sugar compared with salt. The same shape and the same colour, but ambition wasn't magical. Powerful, yes, but not magical, surely. Magic wasn't difficult. That was the big secret that the whole baroque edifice of wizardry had been set up to conceal. Anyone with a bit of intelligence and enough perseverance could do magic, which was why the wizards cloaked it with rituals and the whole pointy hat business. The trick was to do magic and get away with it. Because it was as if the human race was a field of corn and magic helped the users to grow just that bit taller so that they stood out. That attracted the attention of gods and, Victor hesitated, other things outside this world. People who used magic without knowing what they were doing usually came to a sticky end. All over the entire room, sometimes. He pictured Ginger back on the beach. I want to be the most famous person in the whole world. Perhaps that was something new, come to think of it. Not ambition for gold or power or land or all the things that were familiar parts of the human world. Just ambition to be yourself, as big as possible. Not ambition for, but to be. He shook his head. He was just in some room, in some cheap building, in some town that was about as real as well as the thickness of a click. It wasn't the place to have thoughts like this. The important thing was to remember that Holy Wood wasn't a real place at all. He stared at the posters again. You just get one chance, she said. You live for maybe 70 years, and if you're lucky, you get one chance. Think of all the natural skiers who are born in deserts. Think of all the genius blacksmiths who were born hundreds of years before anyone invented the horse. All the skills that are never used. All the wasted chances. How lucky for me, he thought, gloomily, that I happen to be alive at this time. Ginger turned over in her sleep. At least her breathing was more regular now. Come on, said Gaspard. It's not right, you being alone in a lady's boudoir. I'm not alone, Victor said. She's with me. That's the point, said Gaspard. Woof, Laddie added, loyally. You know, said Victor, following the dogs down the stairs, I'm beginning to feel there's something wrong here. There's something going on, and I don't know what it is. Why was she trying to get into the hill?
Probably in league with the dread powers, said Gaspard.
The city and the hill and the old book and everything, said Victor, ignoring this. It all makes sense if only I knew what was connecting it. He stepped out into the early evening, into the lights and noise of Holywood. Tomorrow we'll go up there in daylight and sort this out once and for all, he said.
No, we won't, said Gaspard. The reason being, tomorrow we're going to Ankh-Morpork, remember?
We, said Victor. Ginger and I are going. I didn't know about you.
Laddie going too, said Gaspard.
Good boy, laddie.
Yeah, yeah. I heard the trainer say, so I've got to go with him to see he don't get into a style of thing.
Victor yawned. Well, I'm going to go to bed. We'll probably have to start early. Gaspard looked innocently up and down the alley. Somewhere a door opened and there was the sound of drunken laughter.
I thought I might have a bit of a stroll before turning in, he said. Sure, laddie.
Laddie, good boy.
The sights and that.
Victor looked doubtful. Don't keep him out too late, he said. People will worry.
Yeah, right, said Gaspard. Good night.
He sat and watched Victor wander off.
Huh,
he said under his dreadful breath. Catch anyone worrying about me. He glared up at Laddie, who sprang to obedient attention.
Right, young fellow, me pup, he said. It's time you got educated. Lesson one. Glomming free drinks in bars. Lucky for you, he added, that you met me.
Two canine shapes staggered uncertainly up the midnight street.
We're poor little lambs, Gaspard howled. What have lost our way?
Woof, 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 woof.
We're little lost shapes, what have...
Gaspard sagged down and scratched an ear, or at least where he vaguely thought an ear might be,